When Gauss was just a little lad, he misbehaved in school. His old math teacher scolded him and sat him on a stool. Here you will sit until you add these numbers. Start with 1, then 2, then 3, and so on till 100, then you're done. Before the teacher closed his mouth, our Gauss was really cool. 5,050 he declared and then slid off his stool. He thus avoided punishment that he did surely earn. How did he know? He used a trick that you can also learn. Put all the numbers in a row and pick from front and back. And then you add those numbers up each time your whip will crack. From front get 1 and add to it 100 from the back. They add up to 101 as once the whip will crack. Then 2 from front and 99's the next one from the back. They 2 add to 101 as twice the whip will crack. Then crack again, add 3 from front to 98 from back. And that's the trick, 101 each time the whip will crack. How many cracks? The last one comes from adding the last pair. From front it's 50, and from back, well, 51 is there. You now have 50 pairs in all, each worth 101. And that was what Gauss multiplied, and so can you be done. In Egypt there's a pyramid that's built of many stones. Each side is just a triangle with many rows of stones. One stone on top and 2 below, then 3 in the next row. How many stones if there's in rows from top to last below? You first must guess a formula that works for any n. Just try it out for several n's, let's say from 1 to 10. If you have not succeeded yet, I'll spell it out for you. The formula is n plus 1 times n divide by 2. Can you be sure for any n to prove beyond all doubt? You use induction argument which easily rolls out. To prove a formula is true for each and every n. First show it's true if n is 1, now what do you do then? You show that if it's true for n, it's true for n plus 1. If that can be accomplished, then the argument is done. 'Cause since it holds for 1, it holds for 2, and then for 3. Then 4, then 5, then 6, and so on to infinity. You proved it for a single side, but that's an easy task. Are you prepared to solve a harder problem, may I ask? Now that Egyptian pyramid has 4 sides all the same. It's built with stones on stones without a hole. Now here's the game. In that entire pyramid, how many stones are there? There is a single stone on top and it sits on a square of stones whose side is 2. And so that square has 2 squared stones. And they sit on a square whose side is 3. That's 3 squared stones. So add up 1, 2, square, 3 squared, and on for every row. For n such rows, the answer is the formula below. 2n plus 1 times n plus 1 times n divide by 6. Now prove it by induction, yes, this will provide the fix. For 1 it is a breeze to prove, so what do you do then? Add n plus 1 squared to the formula I gave for n. Then write that formula with n replaced by n plus 1. Show that the two are equal and your proof is fully done.